This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Happy Tuesday morning, all. We are the Junks coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan, the Team 980 AM, and on Monumental Sports Network. We're brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junks. Just go to CropMetcalf.com if you need details on how to become one of their five-star technicians. It's all right there on the World Wide Web. Got a four-man Junks show this Tuesday morning. I'm Cakes. At Money Metal Cakes is where you find me on the Twitter. At Cakes Flops on your Instagram. Jason Bishop is also here.
Good morning, everybody.
Hello. John Paul Flame is present.
What's up, Cakesy?
What's up? Good morning to you. Eric Bickle here, too.
Good morning. How are you, Rick?
I'm good. You're a company guy sporting the 106.7 The Fan hoodie.
Right.
Very nice. I'm
sure you can get one.
Very red.
Something vintage similar. Gear.
It's got his Titleist red hat. It's got his red hoodie.
I'm a red guy. I like red.
Yeah, you're definitely a red guy.
I like red.
It's because he was watching the Lady Terps last night.
Yeah, Lady Terps. Bit. I mean,
that was a fun game
to watch. I'll be honest. I looked at it on my phone and I saw they were getting smoked. They were down by like 15 points. And then I just lost interest. And then I saw on Twitter that they were posted this monumental comeback.
Double OT, baby.
And they came all the way back. So props to the Lady Terps for that dub. They get the Sweet 16 over Roll Damn Tide in College Park.
That girl for that little cute blonde for Bama, I think it's Jay Barker's daughter.
Okay.
Who used to play quarterback at Alabama. Sarah Barker.
Okay.
I think she dropped 45 in the game.
I got no file on her.
I didn't know she was until last night. And she dropped 45, and she gets fouled at the end of the first overtime, taking a three, down three, and steps up there with basically no time on the clock and drains three free throws to force the second overtime. She did what she could, but Maryland's is too good.
That's what the Lady Terps do. They've been to the Sweet 16 four times in the last 5 years, but apparently it's the second largest comeback in NCAA tournament history.
It's a great win. That Sellers girl, that's Brad Sellers' daughter, right?
Again, I would have to lean on you here, Jason.
You're the one.
I think so. Isn't that Brad Sellers' daughter?
She's going to be a top five, probably pick in the WNBA draft or right around there. She might end up on the Mystics.
Yeah, she's really good. But yeah, it was a fun game to watch, man. That was really fun. Now they got to play the Gamecocks.
They got to play the one seed. It's like that's going to be tough.
The era of the Terps right now, huh? Kind of.
Yeah.
I guess so.
This is as much as he may or may not deserve credit or blame, but this is how your AD could get another job. You get, right?
You got a 6-year contract, too.
I know.
Good to get 6-year deals.
Like I said, despite his back and forth, I guess, with Kevin Willard, and we're going to have Coach Willard on the show at 9:40, he had pretty successful programs at Maryland overall, beyond basketball and football. You know, they've always had a really good lacrosse team that continued. The soccer team.
Women's lacrosse has always been good.
Lacrosse.
Women's field hockey has been dominant.
Yeah, I mean, they had one of the best programs overall.
I would
in
say
the Big
he inherited
Ten in the country.
Most of that,
baseball teams have been making noise of late in the last couple of years.
Which one?
The baseball team. I know men's soccer has been very successful. I'm not sure about women's soccer, but yeah, they've had a pretty good track record of athletic success in College Park.
I would say that he inherited it.
I'm not saying it's
that'd
all
just be me.
I'm not saying it's all his doing, but hey, if a lot of that success is occurring under his watch,
you get the spoils.
Got to
right?
get some of the credit, right?
Yeah,
well, he's a football guy, though. He is.
No, I know. I know he's a football guy, and they haven't lit the world on fire.
It's good that it's great that the Lady Terps are in the Sweet 16. Men are in the Sweet 16.
No, it's awesome. How many schools are like that? Are there several?
There can't be a lot.
Where there's men and the women. Ole Miss has men and women.
Duke.
Duke has men and women. So that's three.
I don't know the others. I'd have to look it up.
The big story in college basketball on the women's side was Juju Watkins tore her ACL.
That's
we spent
terrible.
Time yesterday talking about her sitting down next to Jaden Daniels and whether the mom intervened and got in between. Mm-hmm. I woke up this morning and I saw on Twitter somebody saying, well, she must have put a voodoo hex on her.
She has a Juju Watkins voodoo doll. She's putting pins on her knee.
How ironic is that? After
terrible.
All that talk yesterday.
I didn't realize she was that tall. I didn't realize they list her as 6'2".
Drab's telling me she's the biggest star on the planet. She's trying to sell me that bill of goods.
Well, is she not on the cover of ESPN.com right now?
Yes,
I understand she's popular.
I honestly think Cakes may have had something to do with it.
You
diminished her.
It.
You told us everyone she was nubs, and then she tears her ACL 12 hours later.
Oh, it's my fault.
Bad juju.
It's just a coincidence, is it?
I mean, I don't see how I would have anything to do with her shredding her knee during a hoops game. But if you want to attribute that to me, sure.
Does it strike you that maybe you were wrong in your assessment of where she ranks in the sports lexicon, that she's the cover of ESPN right now?
I don't think so.
Really?
I think
you don't think she's a big star?
I think she's a big star in her little pond.
No.
Oh,
little pond?
Her little pond.
You don't Shams, think... Shams was breaking news about her in the middle of the night?
Again.
Does he do that for nubbers?
I think she's a huge star in her pond.
What's her pond? The world of sports?
Her pond is women's hoops.
Oh, well, it's beyond that.
But you know women's hoops is more popular than it's ever been.
I would argue that. I would argue it was at its pinnacle when Caitlin Clark was playing women's hoops
in the
college
game. It was very popular.
Game.
Yeah, but I think it's just on a train now.
Maybe.
You know what I mean?
Maybe it's sustainable.
I mean, Scott Van Pelt was doing an interview, I guess it was last night, but I saw it this morning, with that Andrea Carter girl who covers the NCAA tournament for the women's side. I mean, he did like 20 minutes with her.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I mean, he's got time to fill.
And well, it's still SportsCenter.
The tournament is on right now,
it's still
so I understand
it's SportsCenter.
Look, I'm just arguing. Here's my argument.
It wasn't ESPN3.
My argument is, I understand women's hoops is popular.
Right.
But I feel like it's at some point going to go off a cliff after Caitlin Clark departs. That's all.
Okay, well, you got 10 years.
She just finished her rookie season.
Yeah, I'm talking about departing from you're not listening to me, from the college game. I don't think the college game is going to sustain the popularity that it had during the Caitlin Clark era.
The point was
that is my argument.
I don't think anybody would disagree with you.
It was last year, but it hadn't fallen that much further back. It really hasn't.
Okay. I will look at the ratings when all is said and done.
I just think Juju Watkins is, and maybe it's partly because of her name.
Yeah.
She is kind of a star that transcends just the college basketball game.
Maybe I'm missing the boat.
Okay.
I think you guys are overestimating how popular this person is.
Okay, well, ESPN.com.
Maybe I'm a crazy person. That could be the case, and I'm just completely missing the boat here.
ESPN.com could have put Jason Tatum on their cover. He got hurt last night from the Boston Celtics. They put Juju Watkins. They deem that the biggest story in sports.
Okay.
Is his season ending?
On a Tuesday where there's not a lot going on, she gets lead billing. Good for her.
I'm sorry, Cakes. This is my fault. I brought you back up, tied you back to her again.
See, this is, again, this is...
I don't want you to get angry.
Cakes has been angry the last couple shows.
I'm not angry. How is this me being angry?
Right.
I'm
he actually has some opinions, and he's sticking to it.
I'm just defending my position.
He's angry.
He has opinions, and he's sticking to it.
He gets the face. We all know what the face is. He's gotten it the last two mornings.
Yes. There's a part of me that actually agrees with you. There is a part of me that kind of agrees with you. I mean, she's a star, relatively speaking. She represents college basketball right now.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, my daughter knows who she is, my youngest, but... You know,
that's a good thing.
I think they kind of peaked last year also with Caitlin Clark. They're just trying
to pump it up
with some of these other people. But she is well known. There's no question about that.
I understand she's popular.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying, let's pump the brakes of her being like Tiger Woods level at his peak or Michael Jordan level.
Nobody said
or
that.
Caitlin
Clark
nobody
level. Said that. We just said that she was very well known.
He's just making things up now.
you diminished her like nobody knew who she was.
You guys are acting like
no one ever said she was Tiger Woods. No one said she was the Pope. No one says she was the president.
Behind that glass seems like that was
No, you're just making things up to defend your argument.
Well, I was just irritated that Miss Jackson dismissed her, and from our perspective, as not worthy of talking to Jaden.
Okay.
Her parents could easily say, "Who's Jaden Daniels to talk to my daughter?"
Right.
Well, I don't know. I don't know about that part, maybe. Hmm. But I think that the mom would be that way with any woman. It could be freaking.
Maybe that's fair.
Yeah, who's the most famous woman like Taylor Swift?
Here's what I know. Like, this is what I know. I know the two people that were sitting there before the mom sat down. I know who's the more popular person. And it's the guy who plays quarterback here in D.C.
Probably. Yeah.
That I do know.
Well, you're going out on a limb that an NFL quarterback's more popular than a female basketball player. You're going on a big limb there.
I'm just putting it out there.
Anyway, it was sad to see Juju get hurt.
It was sad. I did feel bad.
Obviously,
I felt bad to Drab jinxed her by bringing her up and talking about her.
They do have the exact same amount of Instagram followers.
Mm.
That means anything.
Okay.
There's something to that. How many does she have?
Each have just over a million.
So neither one of them have like bizarre number, like a Kardashian number. But that's,
Was diminishing her as just like big in college basketball. The girl who Jason brought up this morning, who scored 45 points, Sarah Barker.
Yeah.
Nobody's ever heard of her.
I'm
so you say
not.
Juju, and you know.
Okay.
No, but Sarah Barker was balling last night.
Clearly,
she was hitting ridiculous shots.
What, 17 out of 25 shots?
Yeah, I mean, she was unbelievable.
I just think if you took, this will be my final word. I think if you took a blow-up picture of Juju Watkins and brought it down to the Washington Monument and just showed it to a cross-section of society, you have tourists here, you have people from all over the world here.
Yeah.
I don't know how many people are going to be able to identify her.
Mm.
Well,
maybe 50%.
If it's a cross-section of the world.
I don't think 50%.
If it's a cross-section of the world and they're from Italy and Norway and different places, they're not going to know Jaden Daniels' face either.
I don't know. Maybe they're big NFL fans. Maybe they love fantasy football.
I would guess if you did that same thing in, let's say, Las Vegas, a good portion would know Juju and a good portion would know Jaden.
Right.
Do it in L.A.
Wow, do it on her campus. Do it at SC.
Do it in LA. Okay. There's only about 25 million people there.
I think I was telling Drab yesterday, I know someone that actually plays tennis there, and she's also works with the student newspaper. And supposedly, Juju has three of her own PR people.
Oh, really?
Three of her own PR people.
Yeah.
I mean,
well, that's probably the case for a lot of these girls. I mean, two girls in Notre Dame are real popular. The girls in South Carolina is real popular.
The Cavenders.
You know what? I saw that Amir Khan, the guy who was walking McNeese State out, who had 5 seconds of fame, needed like three security guards. So this argument isn't really swaying me.
Okay.
Because he's going to be a nobody. He already is a nobody again after McNeese's
I think
one
we could
done.
All agree, though, it is cool that women's basketball is gaining some momentum, and you see some of these women become stars.
Mm-hmm.
I think we can all agree that's great.
Sure.
It's great for the sport.
And certainly Caitlin Clark took it to another level. I went to game last year, Mystics against who'd she play for? Indiana Fever?
Yeah.
And it was the Caitlin Clark phenomenon. I mean, the place was packed.
Well, the quality
you would have thought it was
the quality of play is much better than it was 15 years ago. The quality of play is actually fun to watch. I mean, last night's game was fun to watch. Mm-hmm. And I wouldn't have said that about a women's college hoops game 10, 12, 15 years ago.
All right, speaking of college hoops, a lot of that on the show today. Coming up at 8 o'clock, Jerry Palm, CBS Sports College Hoops Analyst, he'll join us. That's at 8. And at 9:40, as JP mentioned, we'll talk to the Terps head coach. They're now in San Francisco awaiting the Gators on Thursday. Kevin Willard, he'll join the show coming up at 9:40.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW, because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour, the boots that turn grocery aisles into runways, and all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
So I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Alma said, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Alma said it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Alma said with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I consider a drab t-shirt a Nike expert. He loves Nike. It's his favorite brand. He wears it all the time. Problem is, Nike stock
plummeting,
taking a beating.
Well, does it really matter if you still like it? They're not going to go bankrupt or anything.
They're not, but I mean, it's been trouble. The world's leading sportswear company posted yet another quarter of declining revenue and profits and told investors that things would get worse in the fiscal fourth quarter.
Mm-hmm.
The quarter marked Nike's fourth straight period of declining revenue as sales fell 9% to $11.3 billion.
What are they in the toilet? What are they saying the reason why is too much competition from like the Hokas and the On Clouds and all these other brands?
It's a bunch of factors. It's the fact that they have a new CEO, they have competitors that are eating into their market share.
Uh-huh.
And I guess they just don't, the brand does not have the same cachet as it used to have.
It can happen. Now, Nike's always been like sort of at the top, but Under Armour is not what it was.
I can confirm. That is correct.
No, I mean, just in terms of just like the culture and people wearing it. And
yeah,
it's not what it was. But I still think Nike's going to go away. It's got such a stranglehold on it on the whole. It's wild.
It's,
I don't know.
It's not that it's going to go away.
Yeah.
Of course not. But it's just more of, is Nike still cool? Is it still a brand that people love to wear?
Right.
Even Jordan sales have plummeted.
I think it still is, but it has gotten to a point where it's almost cheesy when you wear Nikes because everybody's got like a pair of Jordans.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's got a pair of Nike Dunks. Everybody has them. So maybe there is something.
I'll raise my hand and say I've never had either of those.
Okay, yeah, but it's unusual. Most people that care at all about sort of what's trending or whatever, they'll buy a pair.
Look what I'm wearing right now.
Yeah.
You got the swooshies?
Yeah, those are the Jordans.
Well, I don't know that Cakes has ever had any. Have you ever had any Jordans?
Never had Jordans.
I've never bought them.
I bought Jordans for
my boys
kids.
From Howard gave them to me.
Yeah. Very nice.
Right.
Yeah, but that's just funny that we're talking about Nike and I'm wearing some right now.
Right. No, I mean,
I think.
And you know what? Even though the numbers have gone down, just think about the sales you just mentioned. $11.3 billion.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot of freaking money.
No, they're fairly. It is a lot. They're basically ubiquitous.
I understand they're down. What did you say what the percentage was?
I think it was 9%.
So 9%. All right. That's down, but. $11.5 billion.
I think a lot of other shoes have gotten into the market. I think you nailed it, man. How many people do you see, like particularly like 50-year-old dudes wearing, you know, Hokas or Ons?
No, I know you do, but I almost feel like Hokas maybe taking a step back. I don't know.
I don't think that's necessarily their issue because I don't know if that's ever been a big market place for them.
No, it's a small percentage.
It's the younger people, and they say that Nike has really. Falling behind in innovation. That was what they were always great at. And also what's popular is old, there are classic shoes now.
Mm-hmm.
Like
right.
Old classic shoes like Adidas Sambas or New Balance for the 550s. Nobody likes to wear the brand new Nikes or even the Dunks. It's just old classic shoes.
I feel like the Dunks are pretty ubiquitous, but maybe I'm wrong.
I'm just saying that's an old shoe. Like, people aren't looking for the new innovation that's coming out.
Yeah.
All I know is that I have a very small position in Nike in my Ally online account, which it makes sense.
Know.
It makes sense because outside of one or two stocks that are keeping my head above water, Nike is in with a bunch of other losers. Like, I've got PayPal in there, big loser. I bought one of Boone Jugs' dumb stocks back in the day. That stock.
I think I deleted all those apps.
That stock has lost 99.99%. Now, I bought like $300 worth. It was a very small amount. But
so you have $3 left?
No, I literally have the market value of my Boone Jugs stock is 3 cents.
Wow.
3 pennies. Not even a nickel.
No,
it's amazing.
But just getting back to like a style thing, like sometimes don't you think it becomes a point where stuff becomes so popular and ubiquitous, it's almost not even cool now because everyone is wearing
some of that.
Jordans with their jeans or whatever. Like,
or with their suits.
Yeah.
You know, guys wearing suits and they've
just like
they
almost
got Jordans.
Cliche.
Dress shoes.
Yeah,
I mean, cliche.
When you're watching any of the sports shows, you know, Sports Center.
All those guys are all wearing.
They're all wearing Jordans. Their suits with their
Jordans
Nikes.
Or Dunks.
No young kid wants to dress like 50-year-old white dude.
Yeah, so maybe it's kind of the point where young are like, nah.
I will say, Drav is onto something because when I was younger and when we were playing basketball, every season we would look forward to seeing like, oh, what's going to be the new Nike shoe for the season that they're going to unveil or come out with, and who's going to have them, and are you going to save up and get them, or are you just going to wear your old nubbers and get joned on? So, and no one, I don't feel like anyone does that anymore.
Right.
Yeah, I don't even know what the cool, I guess, they're alternate brands, I guess. Right? The cool new shoes. They're new brands that pop up.
Well, it's not only that, they're wearing old Kobe shoes. You know, that's what the players are wearing now. Or
like the reissue of
the reissue shoes, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But they can still make a ton of dough off that.
They can, but they're lacking in innovation.
Yeah.
That was always their calling card.
Yeah, one of the sentences in this article is Nike's guidance, I guess what they're expecting in the future, was ugly, and there are real questions about the brand's ability to regain the business it's lost. Fashion trends are always changing, and competitors like On and Hoka are gaining market share.
Put it
quickly.
Right in the article. Wow. Mm.
Yeah, I mean, those are factors.
I mean, it's chip away. I mean, even if Hoka takes 1 or 2% and On takes 1 or 2%, now all of a sudden you got 4% or whatever.
2 or 3% of the global footwear market that's a big chunk of money.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. It'll always be there. I still like the old classic stuff, but I agree. I'm not buying anything new. If I buy Nikes, I'm gonna buy an old pair, a reissue of an old pair, some new take on an old pair.
How are Foot Lockers still hanging on in the malls?
I don't even know.
I just don't know how that's even still a thing.
I don't even know. Well, you know what Nike has that I've been tempted to buy and they've been selling out like crazy is their version of the Crocs.
Okay.
Have you seen those?
I think I've
seen
them
out. They're like an orange. They have them in. The color's a little too much for me. Orange, like bright yellow, maybe black. But I think they're selling out like crazy. They're super cushy.
Can't get your hands on them.
You just slide your feet in. super comfortable.
Haven't seen those.
Do you know what I'm talking? Have you seen them on your computer yet? They're
no.
they're really selling out like crazy. I think they're hard to find.
You're thinking about getting them? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, just because I like slip-ons.
Yeah.
They're slip-ons. The problem is the colors are so bold.
I like shoes that are given to me.
Well, I do too.
Who doesn't?
So that's what I like.
Yeah, I do too.
Generally, those are the best kind.
I'm with you.
Well, what about the gear? Because, all right, we're thinking just shoes with Nike, but Nike sells clothes. Yeah. I don't know the percentage of their revenue that is shoes versus clothes, but I would bet clothes is up there with the shoes.
This will sound crazy, maybe even to Valdez. Jabby's on the phone, I see. But when we were in high school and college, I remember, especially in college, so like the early 90s, Champion was so hot. Mm-hmm. Like there was a couple year trend. Mm-hmm. And it was just the plain color with the Champion logo.
Yep.
And now I think that's come back on
Champion's
a little bit.
Champion's making a comeback.
But like, I'm not going to just buy a Nike sweatshirt just because it has a swoosh on it.
Right.
I might have 20 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
There's a 0.0% chance I'll just buy a red Nike hoodie just because it has a little... It would have to at least say, like, Maryland hoops or something.
Yeah.
Well, that would be tough because Under Armour's got the Maryland hoops.
Okay,
bit,
but North Carolina, it is. Well, I wouldn't buy North Carolina, but... Right. I don't know.
So about 65% of their total revenue is from shoes. So that leaves another 35%, which goes to...
Right.
Clothes. I just remember a few years ago on the show, and maybe it's like 5 or 6 years ago at this point, we had a bunch of people say, Under Armour is not cool. It stands for unathletic.
Right.
Uh-huh.
Well, hey, look, there's an outlet not far from me, and I'll go to that outlet and I'll get the clothes. I don't care. Yeah. I'll look uncool.
Doesn't matter. I get distraught, by the way.
My fashion sense, I'd rate myself a 3 out of 10.
When I look at my portfolio, and I always
back to Gigs' portfolio.
It does. I can't help myself. When I look at the Under Armour, now I made a good chunk on Under Armour, and what I have left is kind of the gristle, but I look at it, and I'm like, why do I still own this? What am I doing? I need to call my guy.
You know what it is,
I need to call my guy, trim the fat.
You know what it is? It's much like you are outside of the Wall Street realm.
Mm-hmm.
You're a hoarder. You have your figurines. You
it's
hold
true.
On to it,
it's
right?
Part of that, yeah.
So
it's
part of it is
he doesn't want to admit defeat.
He holds on to the
oh,
stocks just like you hold on to your Allen Iverson figurines, even when Darren Revelle basically laughed and said they were worthless.
Understood. And you know what? I might need to have a financial summit. Might need to have a sit down.
You have an annual one with Ed.
I do.
Yeah.
Might just have to like bump that to the top of the list.
How much of it did? Because remember, how many years ago did Nike shutter their golf business? Maybe 5 or 6 years ago. They still put out golf shirts and shorts and stuff.
I mean, some of the big name players.
When they basically Tiger,
the top two players on the tour are wearing it.
Yeah, but it's not as popular.
Oh, I'm not saying it is.
Especially when they broke with Tiger.
And I understand that they're getting paid to do it, but
yeah,
I mean, people are still wearing it. Certainly on the golf course.
I would definitely wear a Nike golf shirt, 100%. If it was nice.
The revenue distribution is 65% footwear, 30% apparel, 5% equipment.
Well,
Nike soccer balls.
Yeah, I guess. Nike basketball, Nike football. But I can't believe those are super popular. What else equipment do they have? What would be their most popular
thing? I don't know. Like running equipment? Like, I don't know. Like Fitbit type equipment? I don't know if they're in that space or not. I don't know.
Yeah.
Here's going back
to baseball stuff. They have all kinds of specialized stuff.
Okay.
Now they say this is a temporary house, but this is a major red flag. Besides what the obvious with Under Armour that their stock price is in the toilet. At Tyson's Corner, they had the biggest store in the mall.
Right.
Right.
Nike does.
Sure.
Under Armour.
Oh.
Yeah. All right. It was like their flagship store.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, it's a little tiny, real rinky-dink
store. Shrunk down
the footprint. Little footprint.
Now, I don't know if they're remodeling or what, but it's not a good look.
Hey, look, this is a very armchair business analyst bit on Under Armour. Their shoes have never hit. Despite
never
Steph
really
Curry
hit.
Being their pitch man, the face of their brand, their shoes have never taken off.
Why is that?
I don't know. They
young people just don't get size.
I don't know the reasons for it. I'm just to me, that's the main reason why Under Armour is just lagging. Like their shoes are just that have never caught
Who
up to like
wears
the Nikes.
Under
in the
Armour,
world.
Like what other basketball guys wear Under Armour?
I don't know. I couldn't tell you. I mean, I know a lot of schools wear Under Armour, like Colorado State and the Terps both had Under Armour. There are still, I think there are still other teams left. Auburn in the Sweet 16.
Is their name still Under Armour or no? They were years ago.
I think they are. I think they're still Under Armour.
I just think Under Armour was special very early on because of the moisture wicking.
Right.
And then once everybody else got that technology, Nike's like, oh, they weren't special.
Nike was like, oh, you're going to make shirts out of polyester? We can do the same thing and slap a swoosh on it.
Well, you see it also with Hokas now because people are now just putting big ass heels or whatever you call it, cushion on their shoes.
Sure.
I'm sure they're taking some of Hoka's footprint or whatever.
I can't wear the Hoka's. They're too squishy.
even just to walk around?
My sister-in-law saw, I needed a tune-up, and she saw me. I went to the appointment in the Hoka's.
Yeah.
And she saw the way, like, that my this temple was.
What does your sister-in-law do? Because
she does like.
You said you needed
cranial
a tune-up.
Therapy. Like she's. Like,
she's almost like a sophisticated masseuse.
She's like a healer type. I don't know how to like quite describe.
I went for her like one time. She had, his sister like massaged my back or something. Or
yeah, she's like a therapist, like healer, like
not a chiropractor.
I wish she's
in a nebulous space.
I wish I had a better.
What does she have on her business card? If she had a business card, she has healer.
I think it says craniosacral therapist.
Okay,
I don't think she worked on my cranium. I think she worked on my back.
Bottom line is, she saw me in the Hokas and said, you got to throw those shoes in the trash because they're not good for you.
So that's because of the way you were standing.
So I put them in a bag and I gave them to Goodwill.
Right.
So now somebody else is going to be sinking down into their Hokas.
In its simplest version, your sister-in-law does alternative medicine.
That sounds like a perfect way to describe it. That works.
Yeah, but she can't prescribe alternative medicine, but she might like techniques and things like that. What, did you look up her name or something?
No, I just looked up craniosacral therapy.
Oh, okay,
The description was alternative medicine. Right. And then it gets into the specifics about the placement of the hands and whatever.
What is, by the way, what is Nike's? I have no idea. Is it 10?
Like
is it 50 or?
$68 or $69 a share.
Right.
But you know, want to know my entry point? $76 a share.
What was its peak? Like, Nike ever at like? I mean, it's all relative, and they split and everything. But was it ever like over 100?
I'm sure it was at some point. Yeah. I'm sure it was when like John Thompson was getting
170.
Huge, it was 170 chunks of Nike stock.
And so now it's
in
down
November
like,
of 2021. It was 170.84.
Wow, that's just a few years ago.
Yeah. Shock right, it's down to a loser.
The low is 68.6.
And that's very close to what it is right now.
Are people, hey, just a quick style question, Valdez, you might be able to chime in. Are people still wearing like Converse? You know how people are trying to make Converse come back?
Sure, yeah.
Roger does.
Is it engineer. As popular as it seemed to have been 5 to 7 years ago, sort of? Like making a comeback? It's not my thing.
At 37, I can't answer that question for you.
I know.
Isabella has a pair.
Who? Isabella, is Converse still kind of making a retro comeback, or is that phase kind of gone?
I don't.
You don't think so?
I mean, relatively. I mean, Nike owns Converse.
They do? They bought it?
Yeah, like a decade ago.
It's under their umbrella.
Okay, that makes sense.
All right, don't forget, coming up a bit later, Jerry Palm will join us. That's at 8 o'clock. We'll break down the remainder of the bracket with him. And Kevin Willard, head coach of the Maryland Terrapins Hoops program, he'll be on the show at 9:40. Tragic story out of the baseball world. Former Yankees outfielder Brett Gardner's 14-year-old son died of asphyxiation while on vacation with his family at a Costa Rican resort. According to a report.
What does
report.
That mean? Like you get strangled or like somehow you just lost airflow?
I think it's probably the latter, but it can happen from strangling too. Yeah. But here are the details. He was staying at the Arenas Del Mar Beachfront and Rainforest Resort in tourist hotspot Manuel Antonio. I stayed not at that spot, but near that national park for part of my Costa Rican trip a few years ago when he fell seriously ill along with several members of his family.
Mm.
Local investigators said the teen's sudden death may have been the result of, quote, possible intoxication after apparently ingesting some food.
Mm.
So it sounds like I guess the food that they were family were eating, like it not affected not only him but other members of the family. And
so food poisoning killed him? Is that what you're saying?
Possibly.
That's what they're saying.
You're saying intoxication. Was he drunk and he choked on food?
No, it might have been. Probably.
No, he was only 14. I don't think he was drunk.
His body had a reaction to it, and it just closed off his airways and wasn't able to breathe.
That's maybe he was allergic to something. I told you, I had never seen anything like it when my wife got into anaphylactic shock.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She was allergic to penicillin.
Right.
But hadn't had a reaction in 40 years. Mm-hmm. And she touched a little amoxicillin, and 2 minutes later, she's breaking out in hives. Next thing you know, 2 minutes after that, she's on the floor in the bathroom saying she can't breathe, and we had to get the paramedics.
Yeah. Mm. Did you guys have an EpiPen or no?
We did not. Mm. Now we do have an EpiPen.
I bet you have one on site now in case something like that happens.
So maybe he had some deep allergy, because just seeing it firsthand, my wife couldn't breathe.
Right, but they're saying multiple family members got
sick. Yeah, the whole reaction.
That's sick, but I'm saying maybe he has the deepest allergy.
Yeah, it's possible.
I mean, what you're saying, asphyxiation, right, is you're not able to breathe.
Yeah, you basically choke.
Yeah, that's a brutal way to go. That's horrible. And just to be, what, 14?
14 years old.
Perfectly healthy.
On vacation.
On vacation.
And you hear so many stories about people dying in Costa Rica at these resorts.
I think it's more Dominican.
Well, there too. I mean, you just hear a lot of these stories.
I think the Dominican is the leader in the clubhouse.
Dominican probably is, but...
Could they have been poisoned?
There might have been something.
Maybe, but like, why would somebody want to poison Brett Gardner's family?
No idea.
That seems like a stretch.
Red Sox fan?
I mean,
I have no idea.
Maybe, but man, that is just a...
They also said that he passed away peacefully in his sleep. So it's not like he was choking in front of him and
this is
breaking
weird.
Out. Like
he went to bed.
I think there's a lot to the story we don't know. There's a lot that we don't know.
Yeah.
Was Brett Gardner also sick? Did they say he was?
It just said members of the family.
Man, that's just awful.
Terrible.
Yeah, he fell seriously ill along with several members of his family, according to the report.
Hey, Kicks, real quick, let's go to Chris. He still wants to chime in on our conversation about Nike from the last segment.
We do know a lot about the business world.
Right.
I understand. Yeah.
Chris, what's up, buddy? You're all with the Junkies.
I'm sure y'all know a lot, but hey, I was just going to say, hey, y'all ever look at New Balance stock and see how New Balance is going up so quick. New Balance have Shohei Ohtani, they got the baseball player, they got Coco Gauff in baseball, they got the rappers.
They got Chase Young. Chase Young is the New Balance guy.
Is he?
He is, yeah.
Wow.
But if you just look at who they have, and they got from the rappers, from...
But are people actually wearing New Balance more?
Their revenue is up 20% from last year. Mm. And then Nike also, if you look at it, ever since they dropped, Kyrie Irving had one of the highest selling Nike shoes. They dropped him last year.
Mm.
And their revenue was up a lot too. And then Tiger Woods dropped from Nike too. So,
I mean, Nike still, now to counter your argument, Nike still has some pretty big stars in their orbit. I mean, they've got LeBron, Kevin Durant, Cristiano Ronaldo. Yeah.
But like, but also New Balance had one of those Madrid soccer players too. But go look at who New Balance have on their who they sponsor, and then you know, just look at it real fast, and then look at their sales, and look how fast they, you know, they got a $10 billion business plan for shoes and stuff, and they on pace.
Let me ask you a question, really, Chris. Fast. Were the Kyrie shoes? I feel like they were always more popular than the KDs.
You know, honestly, Kyrie's shoes is more popular than LeBron. Actually,
yeah, because like, I don't see people like promoting. Oh, I got the new LeBrons or whatever. Mm-hmm. Like, you just don't see a lot of that. That's for sure.
To answer your question, Kyrie's shoe was better than KD, and I'm a KD guy.
Right.
And
all right. So hold on. Let's work with that for a second. So Kyrie's shoes were kind of hot amongst like young people or whatever. Like, we know that everybody wants Kobe's. Like, those, but KD, are those shoes by themselves? Are people still, like, kind of into KD's or no?
No, because, you know, I don't really think people into KD's. They pushing, what's his name, from Milwaukee a lot.
Giannis?
No one wear Giannis shoes.
Right, that's true.
I wouldn't be able to pick those out of a lineup. Giannis'
shoes.
Yeah,
so Giannis is the guy who they was pushing a lot, but... not having a lot of success.
And, I'll be honest with you. You know where you see a lot of those shoes? The Giannis's, the KD's.
Nike Giannis.
volleyball. The girls all wear basketball shoes, and that's it, and it's always.
Do
like
they wear the three quarters or the high tops?
I guess three quarters, and then they're just trying to find the coolest color combos or whatever, and they're actually hard to get. I guess maybe in women's sizes.
Hmm. You know who New Balance have also already?
Cooper Flag.
Yep, there you go, Cooper Flag. They already have them.
Yep.
When did he sign?
Soon to be Wizard.
He signed this year while he was at Duke. He signed with New Balance.
He's on the New Balance commercial.
What kind of deal did he get?
Hopefully the Wizards could get Cooper Flag and my guy from
Maryland. Sure if that's public.
You like Derek Queen.
Oh, you want Queen too?
Queen is better than Cooper Flag. He's going to have a better pro career than him because he reminds me of a Zach Randolph in a mixture of Al Horford. And I believe, pick and roll, shooting at three, he's going to be in the league for a long time.
Sounds like Chris is like...
Well, so is Cooper.
Doing some sort of activity. It's got him short of breath.
Yeah, what are you doing?
Maryland, baby.
What did you say?
Girls and men. How about Maryland? Girls and men.
Yeah, for sure. What are you doing right now, Chris?
I'm walking to the – I work at the Senate office. I'm walking right into the office now.
Yeah,
he's walking to the Senate
office.
Power walking
to work. Good
nice.
For you.
So do you work for a particular senator or
– No, I support them. Like, I order all the stuff for them.
Okay. All right, good.
I've been here for 7 years.
Are you all dressed? You must be all dressed. You're not dressed like Fetterman, are you? With a hoodie and shorts?
Hey, actually, Fetterman got a cool office right here. He's like right here in the dirt. Russell building. And he got pretty cool guy, though.
Look at our political inside man, Chris. This is our guy.
Anytime you guys want to tour or anything, man, call at me.
All right. Hey, we might do that.
Every morning, man.
We might do that.
All right, Chris. I appreciate the offer.
I might do it. All right, thank you, Chris. I appreciate
Chris.
It, pal. Thanks, man.
No problem.
All right, buddy.
My daughter brought up an interesting thing that I didn't even realize, that she's, I don't think she's ever been to the Washington Monument. She's never been to the Capitol building.
Pretty good dad you are.
She's driven by them.
I mean, she's been.
What do you have to do? Go inside it?
She's never been to the Lincoln Memorial.
She's driven by it.
Like, I figured, like, she would have gone to, like, some of these spots, like.
With their school?
Field trips and stuff. Yeah. Like, I have to bring her to the Washington Monument?
I don't think you do.
Like, that's just the wheelhouse of like a fourth grade field trip.
Look, the Washington Monument's amazing. Just drive around it and then move
on. It's fine.
Right. You know,
take a picture from Constitution.
Now maybe we just take it for granted because we see it all the time, but like
we do take it for granted.
People fly in from all over the world to walk over to the Washington Monument.
I agree.
Just walk around and see all the flags fluttering and stare up at it. They come from all over the world for that.
You're correct.
And I just drive by it and I'm like,
You drive by, it is impressive.
It is. It's
but
cool.
You do take it for granted.
Definitely yeah, I mean, when you see granted. It every single day.
Yeah.
By the way, previous caller compared Derek Queen, and this is what a lot of guys do, brother to brother, black guy to black guy, compared him to Zach Randolph and Al Horford.
Yeah.
Also, Zach Randolph, not the most cut up, physique-wise type of guy,
body
right?
Type.
But
I see that.
I took the back padding machine to myself just yesterday, just for a second, because I said he's got a little Dirk Nowitzki in him, and I saw Carlos Boozer in his stupid turtleneck. He's been all over TV of late, said reminded him of Dirk Nowitzki.
Now, I am not a fashionable guy, but I can tell you this. I will go the rest of my life, however long that is.
No turtles.
No turtleneck. Probably not even a Mike Bray mock turtleneck.
Dude,
but
I like...
certainly not a full turtleneck, like up to my chin. I mean, that's
I think I look
never
silly
gonna
in
happen.
A turtleneck. I think I look silly. They
so
come back,
uncomfortable.
They're uncomfortable, but if they come back, I might be.
They're,
I might
think
be
they're
with
back.
It.
I think they're officially back.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm telling you, I look silly.
You look silly in a turtleneck.
It just covers up your neck. It just makes you look a little bit silly.
I just don't like it. It tightens you up. I don't like the way
they feel. I wear them all the time in the winter, especially when you golf outside,
really?
Where you can pull it like over your face and everything.
Yeah.
When the wind's whipping.
Mm.
But your face doesn't turn all red.
I agree that it does like make your neck itch and they're a little off-putting. But if you can grind it out for a couple hours, like for dinner or something, you look silly.
Just too much.
I agree. Mar, do you got any turtles?
I got two mock turtles.
Only mock?
Just mock, man. I don't have the courage yet to,
get
add on
full
the extra.
Turtle yet.
Yeah.
But it does make you look silly, especially if you put a little chain around it. They're all black.
What is he in a boy band?
I haven't done that. Yeah,
like the picture of the Rock with his fanny pack.
That's exactly what I'm thinking of. That picture.
That's the.
Where
the
are we with fanny packs?
For.
Are they back? Or
I think fanny packs are.
They're semi back.
I use them at the beach. I don't think they're completely out.
I'll tell you why they aren't back at casinos because I see dudes walking around
all the time. All
they
got their
chips or their cash.
Chips,
in their
phone chargers.
What about the ones that go sideways?
Those are the ones I see more of.
That's the one more that's more trendy. Pack. Yeah.
Like but a shoulder bag, you know, whatever it's called.
It's the same thing.
Yeah.
They're great. They're great for the beach.
Of fannies?
Fanny packs, almost a necessity when going to the beach.
All right, hold on, because why? What do you do?
Well, I mean, you have like your bathing suit on,
yeah,
and the pockets aren't really deep, or it might get wet.
Put your phone,
so you
maybe
put your
wallet.
Phone and your wallet and your fanny pack, a charger.
I probably
put your fanny pack.
You got to put your condo
backpack.
Your condo keys in there. Your regular keys.
I do too.
Yeah. Yeah. All right.
It's just all that's very cumbersome in your silly board shorts.
Good word, good song.
I don't know, but I just think you look a little bit more manly if you just have a regular backpack on as opposed to the fanny pack.
I'm with you on that.
Yeah, but I don't want to carry a backpack up to the beach bar.
Understood.
Yeah, it's all right. Yeah, you still look cooler.
It's unwieldy at the tiki bar to have a full backpack.
Right. Okay.
Nerd sack looks better.
I'd love to be at a beach bar right now.
Oh, yeah, who wouldn't?
I would.
Let's
it's
go
right
to
now.
Breakers.
7 a.m.
All right, coming up at 8 o'clock, Jerry Palm. He'll join us. That's in just about an hour. And don't sleep on Kevin Willard, head coach of the Terps. He will join us from San Francisco, the site of the Sweet 16 for the Terps as they take on the
Gators.
He's
joining us early.
Thursday night. It's very nice of him to do that. He'll be on the show coming up at 9:40.